You're listening to SBS News.
From 7am Sunday, close to 55 million people were left in the dark. With no known cause, a mammoth power outage on the South American coast cut electricity across Uruguay, Argentina and parts of Chile and Brazil. Argentine energy company Edesur stated on Twitter that the failure originated at an electricity transmission point between power stations in the country's northeast. As tens of millions of Argentinians waited for energy to be restored over the weekend, the nation's energy secretary, Gustavo Lopetegui, expressed his concern that this was no normal electricity issue.
What we know at this moment is that at 7:07 in the morning local time today, a failure occurred in the coastal grid, failures that occur frequently in the Argentine system, as well as any other country system. That failure is not abnormal or extraordinary. What is abnormal or extraordinary and shouldn't happen is the following chain of events that caused the total cutoff.
UTE is Uruguay's state-owned power company, which controls the supply of energy to much of the grid. Company president Gonzalo Casarabia called a press conference in Montevideo in Uruguay over the weekend to reassure the public, but had little information.
We are very clear and we have much empathy with respect to the speed with which it is necessary to re-establish service. But believe me, we are doing everything we can.
It was 6.5 hours before power was restored to around 3/4 of the homes affected. But after 12 hours, at least 10 million people were still in the dark. Argentine President Mauricio Macri went on Twitter on Sunday to express his concern over an event he said was unprecedented and would be the subject of lengthy investigations. In the busy Argentine capital, Buenos Aires, transport was delayed, water supply was interrupted, and tens of millions of people couldn't communicate via the internet or their phones. Patients who required at-home medical care were forced to attend hospitals with electricity generators to receive treatment. In some provinces, events including local elections were conducted by the light of torches and mobile phones, while others had to be rescheduled entirely. The total cost in lost productivity and business from the grid blackout is yet to be calculated. Mr. Casarabia told media that once the cause of the outage was discovered, UTE would use the failure as a lesson to improve power security and supply.
This instance is going to be an opportunity, because it placed our entire system at the same time in a situation that would definitely allow us to draw conclusions from. I can't yet preview those for you, but certainly we are going to improve something based on what we learn in the coming days.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.